To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
From the 805, Fred is definitely an old name. From the 682, Agnes is old. Here's one that's interesting. My name is Robert, but most people call me Boobs. Okay. Merrill Hodge, the old Steelers fullback. By the way, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It is time for Fatties on the Phone. Chime in, give us your thoughts on old names, the Mavericks, the Cowboys, or whatever else is tickling your fancy this evening. Just a few quick NFL notes. Adam Thielen had asked, I guess, last week to be waived by the Minnesota Vikings. Adam Thielen didn't want to play for anybody. But he does. He just doesn't want to play for the team that signs him. He has to get released by the Carolina Panthers. They did. Plays with the Vikings. Really never got going there. Of course, when you've got J.J. McCarthy throwing to you, that makes all the sense in the world. So he's been claimed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, who could use some help at wide receiver. And then Darius Slay was waived by the Steelers. I just told you, if I'm the Cowboys, I'd bring him in for a workout.
I wouldn't mind it, considering that you cut Kyrie Elam, you got Revel and Carson kind of dealing with injuries. Why not bring in Darius Slay? I'm with it.
He's a veteran guy. He's won a Super Bowl. He's going to have, he's probably got a little bit of motivation as far as, you know, getting cut by the Steelers. He did say in a tweet that he does want to keep playing, so we shall see. I mean, and like you said, we think he's better than Kyrie Elam, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and he's probably better than Kalen Carson at this stage of his career. So, all right, first call, let's go to Nick in Dallas. What's up, Nick?
What's up, gentlemen?
Living the dream. Right, now, is your full name Nicholas?
Yes, sir.
There you have it.
My baby name.
What's that?
Yeah, see, y'all just helped me pick my baby name, Xander or Zane.
Oh, okay. Look, I think we're going. Are we going with Zane?
We voted Zane.
All right, we're going with Zane, Nick.
That was one of our votes too. That was our main choice. But hey, I appreciate that. I just want to say, go Cowboys! We're going to kick the Lions. You know what?
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Absolutely.
And y'all have a great night.
Love it, love it. Nick in Dallas, congratulations.
Shout out
or
to
good
you.
Luck to you and Mama Tolo when little Zane. Shows up in the world.
Nice.
Shows up in the world.
Nice transition.
I had about four different things I was getting ready to say, but we're trying to keep it PG here on the program. Let's see. From the 682, who knew that the old name thing was going to take off the way it has? Bertha is an old-ass name. I'm not going to respond to the rest of what he just said. Our boy Richie from Ennis. My name is Richie, and folks try to call me Richard. It's actually Richie, not short for anything. Richie from Ennis.
I've been benching Justin Jefferson in fantasy. I benched him last week.
That tells you all you need to know right there. What a world we're living in. From the 903, my 80-year-old parents are named Ralph and Minnie. That's old school there.
Were they born in the 20s?
Well, if he's 80, I would go out. No, they were born in the 40s.
Wow.
Because if they were born in the 20s, they'd be 100.
Can you imagine being born in 1920?
Well, my grandpa was born in 1929.
Isn't that crazy?
And he just turned, he turned 96 in August.
That's a whole different spectrum. That's a whole different Milky Way.
Well, I mean, you grew up in the Depression.
Imagine growing up while everyone's depressed. I mean, your era is literally called depression.
All right, let's go out to Brandon. That's a fairly common name. Brandon in Fort Worth. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, man, I just wanted to let y'all know, I was on my way to work, and I heard y'all talking about the Chicago Bears being a good team. Uh-oh. The team is not good, my man.
I love it. Shoot. Come on. What else you got for us?
Caleb Williams, man, like, you got to think about it. Compared to all the other quarterbacks in the league, he's, like, what, number 15? Even though the Bears are, like, 9-3, mm-hmm. It's their defense and their running game that's been doing it, man, not the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you think they're a fraudulent number one seed?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm all for it. I mean, let's have the Cowboys make the playoffs and dethrone the Bears. So the Cowboys.
We got it, man. Watch us beat Detroit, and then we'll talk.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. You know what? I appreciate that, Brandon, in Fort Worth. Great stuff from you. From the 817, kids named Xander get beat up.
That's why we named him Zane.
That's why we went with Zane.
I actually knew a bully growing up named Xander. So.
Was he just your personal bully?
No, he didn't bully me.
So he was the one doing the beating up.
Have you ever been bullied, Kevin?
I'm sure I have. No names come to mind.
I mean, it's.
I tried to not get on anybody's bad side, you know?
I'm a little confused by your comment. Have you been bullied or no?
No, not really.
You said, I'm sure I have. And
I'm
say,
sure I have. I mean, it happened so long ago. I don't remember what it was.
Just,
he beat me up, gave me a, gave me a wedgie,
me,
or whatever.
I just don't respond, so I just move on with my life.
So you haven't been beat. So you haven't been bullied?
No, not really.
The bully's listening right now. He's going to call in.
I got you. I'll be waiting outside. I'll be like, outside Lakewood.
Yeah, I was in football. I mean, the varsity messed with us enough. So
I wouldn't
that
really call that being
like
bullied. I'm saying like thrown in a locker, wedgie, pushed around.
No, none of those.
Like
things.
You were scared to go to school looking out for one person. That never happened?
No.
All right, he's going to answer the phone. Let's see. From the 214, Candace just got beat, Fred. Thanks. I didn't see it.
I will say, Fred, I accidentally was a bully for like a week.
I could see that.
I mean, real accidental, because I'm just a jokey person, and me and my friend were joking and making fun of people, thinking that we're all on the same page. We're all making fun of each other. They didn't really respond, and then the kids started crying. And I wasn't in high school yet. I was in like eighth grade.
Yeah, rage baiting them.
And I felt
bad. That's really
all
you were doing.
I felt bad, man. The kids started crying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a good feeling being a bully. It was only for like a week, and then I started being positive.
I'm not the least bit surprised.
You're not?
not even a
Why
little
not?
Bit.
Why not?
Even
a little I'm a nice bit. Person.
I think you are, but I could also see where you get on a tangent and you can't help yourself.
The other person's not reciprocating.
Everybody's gassing you up, and you're feeling yourself, and then some kid's crying in the corner. Anita in Carrollton. What's up, Anita?
What's up?
You tell us.
Okay, so the Cowboys have been winning, right?
Like, yes.
They've been doing good. Why is this the first time in my life being a Cowboys fan looking at Shoddy as a hot coach?
Now, when you say a hot coach, are you referring to his looks, or are you referring to just the fact that they've won all these games in a row?
Both.
Oh.
Well, I mean, look, we don't really get into the looks of particular coaches, but, I mean, he's a handsome guy. I mean,
I can't be the only female thinking that.
It's females. Let us know. Female Tolos, let us know. 877-811-1053 if you think Shoddy should win GQ Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Do you think he's the hottest coach in the NFL?
No, not the hottest.
Who's the hottest coach in the NFL? Sean McVay?
One of them. He's up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the hot coach?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you,
at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think so.
There you go. All right. We learned something new tonight. We learned something new tonight. Anita, oh, there you go. All right. So, Shoddy, hottest coach in the, or at least in the, at the very least, top three.
Does he win the NFC East, I guess?
I mean, who do you, who's better looking, him or Nick Sirianni? 877-881-1053. Do we think Shoddy's looks give this team a decided advantage?
That team just respects him. Good looking, the halo effect.
Look,
you're good looking. We just respect everything you say.
He's in shape, right? I mean, you know, say what you want. I mean, after a while, did you kind of tune out McCarthy with that roly poly beard and gut that he had going on? Anita might be onto something. Let's go out to Keaton in Fort Worth. What's up, Keaton?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are y'all doing?
Man, sorry, we're living the dream, friend.
I don't know why I asked you that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, you know why? Hey, you asked, we answered.
Hell yeah, there we go, boys. Hey, just want to tell you, I've been listening all day, all night. Just got done off of work. Y'all are the best. And how about them Cowboys?
Come on! How about them Cowboys? How about them?
We beating the Lions on Thursday?
Oh, 100%, boys, 100%. I got a 30-14 dub for the Cowboys, baby, and we're going to the Super Bowl this year. I'm
Come on!
That
I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't know where my pin's at.
Do you
I think
also
you got
think
it,
Shoddy's the hottest coach
yes,
in the NFL?
Where do you
take,
find,
take that question
yeah,
how you will.
Where do you fall on the Shoddy looks department?
Man, I give him credit for being a pretty cool guy, but I'm straight, so I'm not going to call him the hottest. I had a female coach out there, maybe I'd do that. But
let's get that. Let's get some female assistant coaches out there.
Keaton with the call of the night. Great stuff from you, my friend. I am straight, so I am going to reserve judgment. That's what I'm talking about right there. Good stuff from our boy Keaton in Fort Worth. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. From the 817, Matt LaFleur is the hottest coach.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, look, she's a woman.
Well, my mom's a text above that.
Oh, okay. So we got 817 that's not Mama Kim says Matt LaFleur is the hottest coach. Mama Kim does agree that Shoddy is a hottie. Okay. So we've now got two votes for Shoddy being the hottest. However, Matt LaFleur has now entered the chat.
Are we noticing the three best looking coaches according to the Tolos are all in the NFC?
It's a great point.
No AFC love.
So apparently nobody thinks Mike Vrabel's good looking. We haven't got any Mike Vrabel love. I mean, Andy Reid is
no McDermott.
Sean McDermott?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like it he looks like an undercover cop, is what he looks like, if we're being serious about it.
No Todd Bowles love?
I mean,
you having to think about it. No, Ben Johnson's young. Took his shirt off the other day.
Took his shirt off, even. We've got another Nick, this time from Midlothian. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing on this beautiful Tuesday evening?
Man,
I love it. That was like
fantastic.
A radio intro.
I was going to say, I love the enthusiasm. We're doing swell, man. How about you?
You know what? For the second time, being able to speak to you fine gentlemen, I'm doing pretty well. And I actually brought my son along. And, Fred, that's for you, just to commend the good fathers out there because there's not too many of us. I don't know if you remember that comment. But I was on with you guys when we had the what is that guy? The guy, Michael, who was obviously like an aerospace engineer talking about the weird sexual or the weird, you know, the things he was doing with girls. Y'all remember this?
Oh, my God. That was a throwback. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Remind us.
All right. So this guy calls in. He had called in a couple of times, but he was the most analytical. I mean, he sounded like a weird version of ChatGPT talking back to you guys, but it was arguably one of the most entertaining things. I think I have the episode saved. I will do my damnedest to get that text to you guys.
Yeah, please do. Because, man, how long ago was this?
Well, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
maybe like
wow,
no
man.
More
wow.
than a month ago.
We'll task Kevin Walker with it.
Yeah, do it. Okay, yeah, man. Hey, all right. I'm sure when I hear it, I'll remember it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so really the reason I called in is because my son, who is 12, who, you know, despite all the opportunities he's had is, you know, he turned out to be a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
But, you know, that's my fault, right?
Born that's all born good, bread. Dude.
Hey, look, you know, I'll bear that cross. However, you know, when we came into the season, he was, you know, pretty optimistic. He said, this is what's going to happen. And I said, no. And here I am eating crow. And so I had to get on the radio and tell everybody my son, Flynn Overby, was right.
Well, what did your son say, though? Because, I mean, look, as Blake and I have said,
can he tell you?
Let's hear it. Little Tolos, little fatties, we're here for it.
I think that Dak Prescott and George Pickens are the best quarterback and wide receiver duo in the NFL.
Okay. All right. And little fatty, what's your name?
Flynn,
what a great name, by the way. I'll tell you what a great Flynn the Fatty.
And,
tell you what, tell your
and
friends
he's
that.
Correct. Dak Prescott to George Pickens is the highest QBR when throwing from quarterback to receiver. Higher than Sam Darnold to JSN, higher than Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase. It is Dak Prescott to George Pickens.
That was you know what that was? That was Dope Sick Dave is who that was that called in. You talk about the girl, you talk about the dude that when he went to his girlfriend's and she was on her period. Is that what we're talking about, Flynn? Ask your dad if that's what he's talking about.
That's exactly
ring the bell. Shout out to 469 for calling that back as well. My goodness, that's fantastic. All right, so real quick, ask Flynn, do they win on Thursday, and give me a score.
Yes, they win. It's a very close game. I'll give it 21-24.
Okay, 24-21 Cowboys?
Yep.
24. There you go. Shout out to Flynn. Shout out to Flynn, the youngest fatty in the history of Fatties on the Phone right there. Fantastic stuff from you, Flynn. Great stuff. Nick, you're doing the Lord's work out there. High five to all the dads out there, and high five to all the sons as well. Flynn and Nick doing the Lord's work, and we're a family show right here on Fan After Dark. All right, last call of the evening. Steve-O from Waxahachie. Take us home, Steve-O. Steve-O! Got so good to him, he hung up. Or maybe he's in a bad cell. I don't know.
Kevin just hung up on him. Kevin looked.
No, he's got his phone's up. No, the call's up. The call's up. Sorry about that, Steve-O. Nothing. Okay. All right. Well, we tried.
What do we think Steve-O got abducted by? Aliens?
Hopefully to get pulled over.
Maybe Flynn grabbed him?
Oh, hey! Steve-O! There he is. What's up, Steve-O? Were you on mute the whole time? What's up, Steve-O?
I don't know what was going on, but what's up, guys? I just wanted to call and tap in on the good-looking coaches. Like, I'm a straight male, but I'm a confident straight male.
Okay, okay, good for you.
I could say when another male is a handsome fella.
Good for you, man. I'm right there with you.
I'm going to throw Rex Ryan in the ring there, and I'm also going to throw in Kyle Shanahan. And that's all I got for you.
That was the most bizarre call. Steve-O, we love you, and we know you're a fatty that calls in quite a bit. You lost me at Rex Ryan. My man said Rex Ryan was a handsome coach.
I'm kind of surprised this is the first Kyle Shanahan we've gotten. I would say objectively, he's probably at the top of the list if you ask a lot of girls.
I would think, he's a handsome guy, but Rex Ryan? Rex Ryan?
Not even a coach right
now. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a hot take right there. Shout out to our boy Steve-O from Waxahachie. Waxahachie, by the way, nationally ranked.
Look at the last test.
In the most recent.
I thought about that when you said that. That was kind of wild.
For the 682, Fred just told an 11-year-old, 12 by the way, to ask his dad if the dad was referencing a call-in, which man was talking about a woman on her period, LMAO. Let me tell you something.
I think that's about the age you start learning about that,
Let me tell you something. If Flynn didn't know about periods, he will after that segment. All right, coming up next, final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.